If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
First of all, when I talk about being a millionaire is a state of mind, not a state of account.
The world belongs to optimists.
Because if you're going to do anything big,
you have to believe that it can happen.
Otherwise, it never will.
Your thoughts
are magnetic.
What you
feel, think,
and believe
shapes your reality.
If you want to earn more of this, you've got to change what's going on in your subconscious mind.
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man. I choose rich every time. So you listen to me and you listen well. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good. Pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good. Does your girlfriend think you're a f***ing worthless loser? Good. Pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich. Because at least as a rich man, when I have to face my problems, I show up in the back of a limo. Wearing a $2,000 suit and a $40,000 gold watch.
Life is this. I like this.
You know, one that changed my life was the secret, the law of attraction.
I had to envision it, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be here.
I've manifested things that I'm just like, I still shock myself, like, how the f*** did I make that happen?
You can create your life. You can manifest your life into something amazing. And I know what I want to do, and I'm doing it, and we are as well.
Perhaps the greatest discovery in all of human history is the fact that
we become what we think about most of the time. And that's the strangest secret.
Keep your dreams, your imagination, your thoughts, your feelings, everything in your environment consistent with what you desire, and keep it off of what you don't want.
What advice would you give to people who want to chase their own dreams and come out here and make it?
Don't chase your dream, manifest it. You know, you're chasing your dream, you're never going to catch it.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
In order to think and grow rich, it requires intention. But to think and grow broke, it only requires neglect.
If you can see it in your mind, visualize it, it must happen. That's a law of the universe.
One decision that you make today has the potential to change the rest of your life.
You're one decision away. It's a decision away.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start.
If you can see it in your mind,
you can hold it in your hand.
Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong.
You gotta be smart enough to pick up the information as you go. I was crazy enough to believe what the f*** I was saying gonna happen was gonna happen. And that's why I was persistent enough and consistent enough to exist now. Feel what I'm saying? You just gotta hustle.
Make up your mind. That's this idea of you got to be realistic, that you got to be logical, is a bunch of nonsense. You don't have to be logical at all. I've been totally illogical many times, and it's helped me earn a lot of money.
You are on your way to having your first $1 million in the bank and all of your bills paid.
I already saw all this moving in my mind, you know? It's just a question of time to bring all this in reality.
The key to living the law of attraction. Constant repetition carries conviction.
Before you win, everyone will ask why you're working so hard. And after you win, everyone will remind you how lucky you got.
Unrecognized genius is practically a cliche education route. Why the world is full of educated fools.
Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. You'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action. You can become wealthy.
Strange thing about faith and fear. They both demand you believe something you can't see.
that if you think it often enough and long enough, will actually produce a physical result in your life.
People would always say, no, no, money is not important. Then I would say, a lot of money is important.
What's your number?
Sorry?
Your number. The amount of money you would need to just walk away from and live. See, I find that everybody has a number, and it's usually an exact number. So what is yours?
More.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed, in all of its forms. Greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge.
Now, I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill, milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants in 50 states, 5 foreign countries, with an annual revenue of in the neighborhood of $700 million. One word, persistence.
Nothing in this world can take the place of good old persistence. Talent won't. Nothing's more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius won't. Persistence and determination alone are all powerful.
Faith without works is dead. So now you got to put in work.
I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. It's how it works, man. It's the law of attraction. Everything I have is cause I say.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Come see, come saw. Anyway, the views are better above ground.
Get rich or die trying. Either I'm going to get rich or I'm going to die in the process. And then if I die in the process, I was doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I don't just knock them out. I picked around, John. Yeah, I said this. I'm sure you're probably all thinking in your head, this guy is talking absolute dribble. He's not going to do what he says he's going to do. You're probably all sitting there thinking that. But now here we are again. And I done what I said I was going to do. I feed off this. I love this stuff. This is what gives me energy. Saying I'm going to do something. Saying, putting it out there for the world to see and then going out and doing it. There's no better feeling in the world than that. And it's as easy as that. Say what you're going to do and go and do it.
Let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control. A power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire.
How does it feel to be the champ?
I always felt I was the champ of the world, even when I didn't have the belt.
It was in your head, right?
All the time. And in my heart, always know.
Everything here in mental, you know, everything about mental. People ask me, like, when you become champion, what you feel like? And I said, no, in my mind, I was always champion.
Wow, so your brain doesn't really know the difference between, say that again?
Between something that happened in real life or something that you strongly visualize.
Wow, so you could create enough of a visualization for yourself if you really were to powerfully start to focus on it and do that and build that ability to visualize something that your brain at one point would have to think it's so true that the world would meet you and put it into your life.
I love the way you put that.
Wow.
I can describe it to you in one short sentence. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.
If you want to be wealthy and happy the rest of your life, just learn this lesson well. Learn to work harder on yourself than you do on your job. See, the big question is not what am I getting paid here? The big question is what am I becoming here? Because true happiness is not contained in what you get. Happiness is contained in what you become.
It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. Like, you just, like, bring things into existence. You gotta get behind the wheel before it becomes real.
What is the best advice you've ever received?
Never leave a bathroom without high-fiving yourself in a mirror.
I love it.
What are some good advice?
If you want to buy something without looking at the price tag, you've got to work without being able to look at the clock.
If you aren't naturally tired at night and excited in the morning, then you probably haven't found something meaningful to work on. You are not stressed from doing too much. You are stressed from doing too little of what you care about.
There's nothing wrong with being broke, homie. There's something wrong with someone being poor, because poor is a mindset. Broke is just a temporary situation that you can fix. But being poor, that's a mind state that most can't change.
So if I were broke, I'd be so out of my comfort zone that I'm getting right back in. It's my mindset.
Visualizing something and believing in it is just very important to the process of success.
The latest research in neuroscience says you can change your brain just by thinking. So then as you begin to think about a new possibility, and your brain begins to fire in new sequences and new patterns and new combinations, and you begin to plan your behaviors, and you begin to review in your mind, mentally rehearse who you're going to be in your life, the mere action of mental rehearsal begins to install the neurological circuits in your brain. Now your brain is no longer a record of the past. Now it's in fact a map to the future. And over again, when people do this, it may take them months, but over and over again, we've seen this. We've seen it enough times now to know that people reach a certain point with themselves where they feel so whole. They feel so satisfied with who they are. They feel so happy with themselves and their lives that they could care less if they have the disease.
What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
Developed by W. Clement Stone when he was a young man, he built a fortune of $500 million, and this is one of the central principles of his life. It's simply this. Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command. Do it now, do it now, do it now.
And he said, why don't you set a goal to become a millionaire? I'm 25 years old. He said, this is America, land of opportunity. Why don't you set a goal to become a millionaire? And then he said, for what it will make of you to achieve it. And I thought, wow, that's a whole different philosophy.
You can make more money faster today than ever before in history. Why aren't more people making money? Because wealthy people always do something that broke people do, and that is wealthy people show initiative. Broke people don't.
But I promise you, bro, you have so much potential. If you literally just took it and put it in one place, you could literally change your life.
Believe you can get what you want like a child, not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child. And the most incredible things will happen.
Just like like a kid would use his imagination. I was basically just using my imagination. And I swear to God, sitting in the traffic and all, I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car, and visualizing good things in times of struggle. When you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more. You know what I mean? Because that is harder to do when you're in the struggle to visualize these things.
What's the biggest difference that separates the middle class from the wealthy?
Okay, hand me that bag. See this little bag right here? If I said, I will sell you this bag for $1,000, what would you say?
Probably not.
Okay, that is how a poor person thinks. A rich person would ask, what's inside? Because what if I had $100,000 in cash in this bag? You just lost $99,000, yeah, because you simply didn't ask what's inside. Rich people, they worry about what they get, yeah, not what it costs. And when they understand what they get, they understand what they stand to lose. Wow. Poor people never ask what's inside. They never ask what it's worth. They just ask what it's cost. Yeah. That's all they care about. And that's why life goes by and it costs them everything.
There is all the money that everybody needs and wants waiting there for them. And there's only one reason it's not in their lives, and that's because they're stopping it from coming into their lives.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How are we stopping it?
By thinking we don't have enough, by thinking we don't deserve it, by maybe being programmed the way you were, that my family didn't have very much, you know, I'm destined to not have very much, kind of born on the wrong side of the tracks kind of thing, or all of those thoughts, to believe that we only get money through our job. If you believe that that's the only way you're going to get money, that's the only way that you're going to get money. But you can get money from unbelievable, unlimited different ways.
Yes.
What's the chance of you making $1 million this year? Give me numbers. And everyone's like 0%, 0%, 0%, 1%. There's always 1%. It's like 5%. And that's like the most it'll get to. And I said, okay, I'm gonna give you the most extreme example, but I just wanna see what happens, okay? What's the percentage chance of you making $1 million this year legally? And if you don't, everyone that you love dies. And everyone's like 100%, 100%, 1,000, 1,000%. I said, what changed? The goal didn't change. The time frame didn't change. Why you're doing it changed.
As cringy as it sounds, bro, how bad do you want it? Like all of this, yes, motivational bullshit, it always comes back to what's driving you.
Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. When you get a picture in here, make it big, make it beautiful. You'll be glad you did.
Successful high-performance people think about positive, constructive things most of the time. They think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. Especially, they maintain high levels of self-acceptance and self-esteem by thinking about their good points, by thinking about the positive qualities and characteristics that they have and that you have, and which they have developed over the course of their lifetimes. Unhappy, negative people think and talk about all the things that they've done wrong, the mistakes they've made, and the people that have hurt them in the past. Happy, confident people instead think about all the positive things they've done and achieved over their lifetimes, and they look forward to accomplishing even more in the future.
Talk to yourself positive. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Just repeating, I can do it. I can do it over and over again. Boost your self-confidence and boost your self-esteem. When you have nothing else to do, say, I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. Because saying I like myself or I love myself expands your ability and your capacity in every area of your life.
When I wrote my book, How to Be Rich, the publishers wanted to change the title. They wanted to call it How to Get Rich. Well, I told them.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Getting rich is easy. I mean, any fool can get rich. And any number of fools do. But being rich, that's something else.
If you want to be a winner, you've got to think like a winner all the time. Did you know that your ability to achieve success on the outside is directly proportional to the way you think successfully on the inside?
Let me show you this that I had to learn. Albert Einstein said that imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. That's what your imagination is. Your imagination is actually very, very real. Everything you've ever imagined is real. See, I tell young people like this. First of all, this is how your imagination works. You gotta grab this concept. It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. You can't think something that ain't possible. You ain't that smart. So if it's in your head, you gotta ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God
showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is.
If I can see it in my mind, I can hold it in my hands. There you go. If I can see it in my mind, I can hold it in my hands. And that's one of the core beliefs you have. And I'm like, 100%.
Bro, I literally get so emotional thinking about this. I was in your guys' position, sitting, watching this YouTube video, picking up their first freaking crazy whip, or picking up their new car. And I was sitting there saying, that's going to be me one day. That is going to be me. And I'm literally getting goosebumps right now thinking about this shit. Because now that is me.
The way you think creates reality for yourself. There are other factors going on. So it's not everything, but you really can change your own reality based on the way that you think.
The way you think determines the way you react and respond to things happening around you. The way you react and respond determines your emotions. Your emotions determine your actions. And your actions determine your results. Everything begins with your thinking.
You never want to say, I will have or I'm going to have, because if you do that, it keeps it in the future. If you say, I have a wonderful new apartment and you're living in a dump, it doesn't mean that this is not a true statement. It means you are planting the seed that will germinate and grow and become the new apartment. If you think for a moment, when you put a seed in the ground, you do not get instant tomato plant or instant strawberries or instant oak tree. Now, when we're doing affirmations, too often people say, well, that isn't $1 million, and they stomp on that first little shoot. They don't give it a chance to grow. Doing affirmations is like planting a seed in the ground, and watering is like repeating your affirmations.
Every morning when you wake up, visualize and feel exactly what it is that you want in life. You don't have to worry about how it happens. You just have to focus all of your energy on feeling as if it already happened. That's all you have to do. If you can do that, then the right circumstances, the right people, the right opportunities will show up to get you the vision that you have for your life.
Have you ever had an experience where you're thinking about somebody and the telephone rings and it's them? Have you ever had an experience where you phone somebody else and they say, we were just talking about you? It just leaps into your mind. Have you ever had an experience when you're in tune with your husband or wife and you think, you know, I'd like to go out to dinner at such and such a place tonight, and you call home and they will say, why don't we go out to dinner at such and such a place? These are all examples of this law of attraction. The law of attraction is considered by many to be one of the most important laws of human existence. In this, you will always attract to yourself, positive or negative, people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. That whatever you're thinking on a continuing basis, you're attracting into your life. You're drawing it into your life like a magnet. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want.
If you don't fix this now, you're going to stay stuck for years and ruin your life. And that is, you stop allowing your thoughts to pull you all over the place. 90%+ of all of our thoughts are just noise. They're a waste of time. So if you spend your time entertaining nonsense, you're going to have your attention taken away from the things that truly matter. And you see, we create our reality by the things we focus our attention on.
12 things that you need to remember when you're doing well. 1, keep your mouth shut. 2, do not tell people your plans until they materialize. 3, never expect to get what you give. 4, every day you get up, be 5, be grateful for everything that you have. 6, sometimes what you're holding on to is the one thing you need to let go of. 7, if you want to buy things without looking at the price tag, stop watching the f***ing clock and work your ass off. 8, God puts people in your life for one reason. 9, the moment you start to achieve success, the devil is going to come knocking on your fucking door. 10, you're going to always upset people when you do what's best for you. 11, you are going to lose all the friends that are not true friends. Your true friends are going to stick with you through thick and thin. 12, life doesn't get easier. You just get and stronger, and you can endure anything. So let's go, baby.
You must believe so much in your current self-improvement journey that inside, you know it's going to happen. Even if it's a delusion, you really know it's going to happen. And what happens as a result of this delusion, you start to filter out everything. And as a result of this delusion, you start to engage in activities that subconsciously, you're not realizing you're doing the right thing, but you meet a person, you know, that's in your field of expertise. You see a book in a bookstore that is in your field of industry. You'll pick that book up. You'll talk to that person. Your mate wants to go out on Friday night. You'll say no because Saturday morning, you have something to do. You need to follow a prophecy. That's the law of attraction. The law of attraction says you stick to the prophecy and the dream will manifest itself. But you need to do the actionable steps that it takes.
Believe in yourself. There's nothing wrong with having confidence. There's nothing wrong with being delusional. There's nothing wrong with seeing things that people don't see. You know, have the consistency to make something that's real to you, real life. So believe in yourself, stay consistent, and it'll happen.
If you say it enough times, it will become so. It really will, because you will be changing your thinking.
What you hold in your mind consistently is exactly what you'll experience in life. Think abundance, feel it, live like it's already yours, and it will be. When your desire is strong enough, you'll find the way. Hold your vision with unwavering faith, and it will become your reality.
The act of closing your eyes and rehearsing who you're going to be when you open your eyes begins to install neurological hardware in your brain to look like you've already done it. Now the brain, which is typically a record of the past, now becomes a map to the future. And if you keep doing it, the hardware begins to become a software program and you start behaving differently. And then if you can teach your body emotionally what the future will feel like, that means then you're not going to wait for your wealth to feel abundant or your success to feel empowered or your new relationship to feel love. In fact, the moment you start feeling abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you start embracing empowerment, you're stepping towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you start creating equals in your life. Now that's causing an effect in your life.
So give me an example so people know I'm not just making this crap up.
Well, I mean, just like when I had nothing, I already knew I was driving like Ferraris and Porsches and stuff because I always wanted those cars. I already knew I was going to have them. It was inevitable.
Right.
I inevitably, you know, that was just my inevitable outcome.
But how did you do that? Did you have a ritual? Did you think about it regularly? Was it one time you thought about it, or was it something you had an obsession towards?
I had an obsession towards it. I mean, I used to work in a video store, which is the last job I ever had in my life. And I used to bring two magazines with me to read on my breaks. And I used to carry an auto trader with me. And wow. I used to look at Porsches that were for sale.
Yeah.
And people always used to ask me, what are you doing with that Auto Trader magazine? I'm like, well, I'm just picking out the Porsche that I'm going to buy.
Probably got you a lot of crap.
I did. People made fun of me.
Sure.
I actually had a boss at that job tell me, you know, you really shouldn't do that to yourself, John, because it's very, very likely that that is never going to happen. That it's very likely that you're never going to have that car.
Yeah.
That's the kind of belief he was trying to put in my head. And I was like, no, you don't realize that it's inevitable. And the great thing was when I pulled up in this car, I was, you know, I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
A car that most mid-20s...
What kind of car was it?
It was a Porsche 911 Turbo. It was
sure.
a convertible and everything.
Sure.
It was a beautiful car. It was one I always dreamed of having. When I finally got it and I pulled up at the store, you know, I had all these people. Some people that were still working at this $7 an hour job were there years after I left. And I'll never forget this, even the boss and stuff. And the reaction of the people was like, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Is that your dad's car? And all I said to them was, not exactly.
Good for
and
you.
I just smiled and just laughed.
Could you ever have envisioned what you're going through today?
I had to envision it. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be here. So not only did I envisioned it so much, so clearly and so precisely in my head, that I'm here now.
Walk, talk, act, look like the person you want to be. Walk, talk, act, look like the person you want to be. Act as if you are already the person that you want to be and having the success that you want to have.
I am open and receptive to all good. One of the affirmations that I've used for a long time is that my income is constantly increasing. Just that simple. My income is constantly increasing. and then I watch it happen. What we believe for ourselves is going to come true.
As you raise your frequency, the people that come into your life will be changed according to your vibration, right? Because they will parasympathetically resonate to your vibration. The people that enter into your realm, the experiences, the challenges, the places you travel, all of these things that come into your world will be directly tied to the resonance that you are carrying.
Every single choice you make has power. If you want to be the kind of person who has a lot of money, starting today, you gotta make the kind of decisions that a person who's financially responsible makes.
Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. I know a guy that's got a half a dozen jokes keeping him from becoming wealthy. He's not known as rich. He's known as a joker, which I guess is okay if that's the kind of life you want to live. But it really isn't the best way to live. To go from average to fortune, you must get serious.
Did you know that you can increase your intelligence and creativity by exercising your brain in a different way? Here's a simple exercise that will change your life, as it has changed mine and thousands of other people. Take a sheet of paper, write your current goal or problem at the top of the page in the form of a question. For example, you could write, "How can we double our sales over the next 24 months?" You then force yourself to write 20 answers to that question. Once you've written down 20 answers, and you can write more answers if you like, but 20 is the minimum, go over your list and select one answer which you can implement immediately, and then take action. You will be amazed at the results.
One thing you can't escape is that to be good at anything, you got to put the hours in. It is hard work. You hear about these crazy success stories, but they are one in literally a billion. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, the majority of people I've met who haven't inherited anything, but have just built something on their own, they've done it because they're talented, they've got great instincts, and importantly, they have really, really put the hours in.
How much are you actually motivated, you know, to believe and understand that nothing is, everything's just an extension of you. Nothing is separate from you. And once you understand that, then you can start using that as a tool.
Discipline is the master key to riches. Discipline, the willingness to do what you know you should do, when you should do it, whether you like it or not, is the critical key to your success.
The reason why a lot of people won't become who they want is because they're too attached to who they've been. And you hear it all the time when people say, "I've always been this way." Okay, well, if that's working for you, keep doing that. I knew it wasn't working for me any longer. I had hit my version of rock bottom. So I was willing to let go of everything and everybody.
In order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives, we have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. That the choice that you're making to change in that moment becomes a moment in time that you never forget.
Right? What could I do to earn $100,000 over the next 12 months? The more specific the question, the better. Then you devote yourself to writing 20 answers to this question. You must write a minimum of 20 answers. Work harder, work smarter, start earlier, stay later, change occupations, upgrade my skills, whatever it is, keep forcing yourself to write till you've written 20 answers. And if you've ever done this once, it's absolutely staggering. More people have become millionaires with this simple idea of mindstorming.
One of the fastest ways to create something in your physical reality is to reverse the normal process by which we create things. Usually we create things first by thinking about it. I think I'll go to that party. And then we say something about it, as in, "Matilda, I'm coming to your party tonight." And then we do something about it, as in, showing up at the party. That's generally how we produce things in our reality. In fact, everything in this room was once a thought. There is nothing that was not once a thought in someone's mind somewhere. But if you want to really play tricks with the universe and create magic with the stuff of life itself, reverse the thought, word, deed paradigm. Turn it upside down and start with the deed. That is to say, act as if. If you want to experience abundance, be abundant and do as abundance does. If you have only $5 left to your name, go to a store and get them transferred, made into singles. And take 5 singles and walk down the street and give a single to each of 5 people who have even less than you do. And by the way, you will find those people very easily.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.